simply that the President has directed that the Department of Energy come up with a plan with respect to this very issue of grid resiliency, grid reliability. We are convinced that you take a look at what happened this past winter in December and January. We had the so-called bomb cyclone where it got very cold, and the National Energy Technology Laboratory did a study and said if it weren't for the coal and nuclear plants that were supplying energy to the grid, we would have had a system-wide failure. And before we get too far down the road on retiring these plants, we got to go into this eyes wide open. And I think by having the federal government take a look at that and making sure that the grid operators are having energy sources that are going to be resilient and reliable, that should be helpful to keeping these plants open. So this process is ongoing, and we look to the administration to give us guidance on what the next steps is. I've been leading the effort, a number of letters that we have sent over to the administration asking for this kind of relief. And so I remain optimistic that something's going to be done.